Buenas tardes, les doy la bienvenida a esta edición limitada de Duna Folk, el último del mes. Vamos a revisar el nuevo álbum de Susanne Vega. Esto no es un disco como tal. Hay que explicar un poco el contexto. Susanne Vega siempre ha estado justo ahí en el borde de la actuación. En algún momento de los años 80, cuando estaba recién partiendo, estuvo postulando al papel de desesperadamente buscando a Susan, que al final se lo llevó Madonna. También estuvo a punto de ser coprotagonista del Color del Dinero, de Tom Cruise. También no lo tuvo. Pero lo que se ha dedicado es a hacer teatro. Ella, cuando estaba en el colegio, empezó a hacer una obra de teatro sobre la escritora Carson McMullers, que al final ha ido adaptando hasta que la empezó a presentar regularmente del año 2010, una versión que ella, según dice, es más clásica que la que tuvo en mente al principio, que era mucho más experimental, pero que le permitía jugar más con la música. El resultado de esta obra, que se llama Carson McMullers Talks About Love, fue lo que la inspiró a estas canciones, que eran parte de este musical, las separara y las convirtiera en este disco llamado Lover Beloved, Songs from an Evening with Carson McMullers, publicado hace un mes nomás en los Estados Unidos. Escuchemos entonces parte de este nuevo álbum de Susanne Vega. Las canciones son Carson Blues y luego New York is My Destination. Susanne Vega, en edición limitada de Duna Folk.
Wounded sparrow, timid and shy. A fallen deer, that's what they call me, but I'm an iron butterfly. A childish liar, a devilish bitch. I can be innocent and charming and suddenly switch. But you've got to understand, understand, understand that I've never belonged. I can be sweet, I can be wise. I've got every one of you mirrored in my deep, sad eyes. I know where you've been to and who you're afraid to be. 'Cause nothing that is human is alien to me. I talk to strangers, 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 one at a time.
Just like me. Literally.
Juilliard. I hid in the phone booth at Macy's. I slept in a brothel on the way to my destiny. New York is made for grander things, just like me. Literatis, they will love me. Paparazzi, what could this be? Literati, they know of me. New York's waiting for me. New York is made for grander things, just like me. Recognize the genius, but I'm twice as bold. I have more to say than Hemingway. Lord knows, compared to Faulkner, I say it in a better way. Graham Greene, he loves me. He loves my poetic sensibility. Catherine Ann Porter might be the best one now, but in about a year, I'm gonna show her how. Yes, I will. I said to Reeves the other day, Proust really is the man who comforts me in a way no other writer can. The timeless quality of the work, the length is very long. Believe me, Marcel Proust goes on and on and on and on for 7 volumes. Now Harper, Harper, Lee, 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 she only wrote the one book. I've written more than 3. Darling Tennessee Williams, it's anybody's guess why Streetcar made millions and Wedding so much less. I will forever be pondering that one. Talk about Eudora Welty. As for F. Scott, my sad cafe is greater than his Gatsby. I'm just telling you what someone told me they read, 'cause I never look at my reviews. They might give me the big head. Now Truman Capote was hypnotized, mesmerized, 'cause he realized that I knew that he knew that he had plagiarized my cadences. Imagine his surprise. You'll see it in his eyes when I win that. Deserves, honey, she's poaching on my literary preserves. Yes, from Harper Lee we have seen and we've heard, and I'd like to kill more than just that mockingbird. Well, you know, sometimes I really would. So you just wait until next year.
Escuchábamos Harper's Lee, canción que hemos estado destacando aquí en Duna, y seguimos luego con Instant of the Hour After, y luego We of Me, parte del nuevo álbum de Susan Vega, derivado de una obra de teatro. El disco se llama Lover Beloved, Songs from an Evening with Carson McMullers. Esto es Susan Vega, en edición limitada de Duna Folk.
That's enough out of you tonight. This show is all this drunken brawling. Now let's see if you can make it into this bed. How I love you, how I loathe you. It's a sharp, quick love I feel, my darling. You're not as drunk as you seem, so why pretend? On your cheek, that sweet shadow falling. The pulse in your neck, how I'll know it, right to the end. How I love you, how I loathe you. And all you can say is reverberating acuity, lousy simile, vacant majesty. In the instant of the hour after, well, right now, it's you and me, my darling. Trapped here inside of this bottle, drowning like flies. When the frenzy's over, we're crawling. Specimens spent and exhausted, we press to the sides. I and the world are always separate. voices in dreams. It's Miss Amelia waiting by the window, remembering the laughing in the cafe down below. Once Miss Amelia married a man. She married Marvin Macy. No one could understand. She must have done it for the presents, 'cause she didn't like him much. And even on their wedding night, she wouldn't let him touch. Well, he hung around the doorways, acting foolish with bliss, until he came too close one day. She swung once with her fist. Miss Amelia was a strong woman. She was big and tall. Swung once and Marvin Macy, he fell against the wall. Now Miss Amelia is sitting by the shutters, remembering the laughing in the cafe long ago. After Marvin Macy had long gone away, a little hunchback came to town, and this is strange to say. Miss Amelia, who had never loved, she fell in love with him. Skipping little troublemaker, and still she took him in. And so they lived together and were happy for a time. And everybody came around, they did drink and dine. Miss Amelia made a whiskey, was fine and it was rare. It's simple and it's sad. Marvin Macy returned to town with all the evil that he had. The skipping little hunchback, he was quite impressed. Marvin Macy's history of robbery and the rest, I will not get specific, just let it now be said. There was a terrible fight one night. Miss Amelia was ahead until the little hunchback jumped in on Marvin Macy's side. Everybody all agreed, that's the night the cafe died. On any southern afternoon, if anyone would care to look, a face appears inside a house. A terrible face, it is sexless and white, it is dim like the faces. It's Miss Amelia waiting by the window, remembering the laughing in the cafe down below. It's Miss Amelia sitting by the shutters, remembering the laughing in the cafe long ago.
Y con The Ballad of Miss Amelia empezamos ya a cerrar esta edición limitada de Una Folk, en que hemos revisado el nuevo álbum de Susan Vega. Les agradezco su sintonía y después de la pausa los dejo con la mejor música.